Blog Talk Radio.
Strong back, and all that man, all that has been built up for 35 years. You want it, and want it, and want it. Might make your head roll.
Things happen.
Name of that relation is the future.
So is Mr. Nadler, of course, the bubble. Thank you.
Certain things you just have no control over, right?
Today, you know, we are trying to beat each other's teeth.
Ain't nothing wrong with that relation. Don't be ashamed of that relation. It's beautiful.
You know, how do we talk to those?
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love?
First of all, what makes us feel that there's a sense of entitlement? What makes you think that that's not part of your job? And I don't care what kind of situation you're in.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about some fellas right now. Fellas,
it's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes, we are back in the building. Welcome, everyone, to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. We're yours truly, Mr. Naz. We had a little technical difficulty, but we are good. Hey, Jay.
Hi.
What is good? I apologize. We had a little technical difficulty, but it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
How was your week so far?
Okay. You know, I missed you last week, so. But, yeah, it's okay.
I played the recap.
I'm so proud of you. Mwah, good job. How my nephew said, good job.
And
man.
I moved
you
fast. I was moving so fast.
You a mess.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
how
moved
are
fast.
You?
Oh, my.
Yes.
I'm good. I feel. You know what? I feel blessed. I feel blessed. I feel inspired. If I'm gonna use a term going to 2019, if that's the word I'm gonna use to move on with life and what we do, I'm inspired. I mean, encompass all that into one word. That's how I feel. I feel very inspired.
Okay, and inspired is a beautiful place to be because inspired opens up a lot of doors and opportunities to, you know, redo some things maybe you've done to.
Yes, we do. I'm trying to get better. I'm not trying to redo nothing.
Well, some things you need to do a redo, because sometimes I think that's part of a problem. Sometimes because we don't do it right, we don't learn. So some things you need to do a redo. Some things you need to do the elevation, and then it's just the whole branch off and do something different. And I think that's where a lot of people are, is incorporating the something new, the something different. That's what they're looking forward to going into the new year.
I think different. I may have to respectfully disagree with redo, because there ain't nothing I want to redo in 2018. I want to become better.
Ooh,
I mean,
no,
I just want to be
better. Stuff I definitely want to redo.
Well, you know what? That thing is as perfect as a topic. A good segue.
It's some stuff I need to redo on. But
you know what? And we're going to talk about it tonight. Whether you don't want to, last time you didn't want to talk about it. We're going to talk about something. You got to say your name. You don't have to say your name.
I don't got nothing. Let me explain something. I just got a text that said, or not redo. There are some things that some people don't ever want to redo. And I know from the last time we talked about crazy love, there are some things you don't ever want to redo.
No.
Would you like to tell the people who may not have heard the last show about the things you don't ever want to redo?
I'm not going to be animated. I'm just going to be really calm. I'm calm. All I'm saying is that when you make choices in life, as you get older, you make choices in life, or even when you're younger now, those listening to the show, please have a moral confidence about yourself. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to wake up with Blanca. Blanca is a character. You can Google it on Street
Please
Fighter.
Google it. Please
yeah,
Google
Street
it.
Fighter. Now, when you attack and this person attacks, it shocks you. It goes, hey, it just shocks you.
I
sacrificed my morals and for the sake of some money, because I was in a bad place. I was unemployed early in my early teens, early 20s, and I did various things for money, and I regret it to this day. But you should not wake with somebody darker than oil and looking like Blanca. Just should not do it. Darker than oil, and feet looks like ashy Bigfoot with toes that curl over. And he's like, you know what?
I can't. But every time he put that money on the table, it was all right.
Yes,
right?
I know. It was a bad place I was in. I didn't have enough pride in myself. I didn't love me. I didn't find God. So, with that being said, you know, it's amazing. The spirituality and knowing yourself is highly important. So when you hear those people looking at you, shaking your head, you come out the room because you was maybe with one of your homeboys. He's with her friend who's light skinned, who had dirty neck and dirty knees. And
I can't.
I'm like, yo, first of all, how are you gonna be a red bone with ring around a neck? I mean, clean yourself. I mean, damn, get some peroxide or something. This is wrong. You know, the hickey didn't even see the hickey on her neck.
I can't.
And he looked, I'm like, dude, you got like your dark lipstick? No, that's the dirt off her neck. Really? But anyway, back on the ranch.
I'm not messing with you. We not doing this.
It wasn't even creepy love. It was just wrong.
Yeah, on
wrong.
So many levels, it was wrong. Well,
And that goes in, it was time to get out, and I got out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyway.
Okay. I'm not doing this with you tonight.
But that was part of the last show. We're not going to go back in the past. That was the past. We're moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to evolve.
Yes, we're going to evolve. We're not going to talk about my mistakes. We're going to be empowering. We're going to be talking about different things. 2019, not my fuck ups.
Whew. Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Yes,
oof. All right. So, but you know, and we wanted to, I mean, that's crazy love. Sure enough.
It wasn't
but
love.
All right,
listen, stop saying love
well,
with that.
For you,
Blanca,
for you,
it was not love.
For you,
it was a,
it wasn't love
it was
for
a cash
you.
Transaction. It was a cash transaction. It wasn't
she
love
was
for
paying,
her either.
She was paying for love. She was paying for what she thought was love and attention.
No.
And how
she knew nobody
tough.
Was going to hit that. She knew nobody was going to touch it. And she
and
knew
that's
I
why
was
she
weak.
Paid for it.
She was
and
a predator.
And that's why she
and
paid
actually,
for it.
Actually, she may have looked like a predator.
You know
I'm just
what?
Saying
shut
to
your,
the predator.
Shut your ignorant ass up.
Oh,
shut
yuck.
It up.
Okay.
Anywho,
like,
that's what you get.
I have labor pains.
That's what you get. Anyway, moving forward.
Yes.
But tonight we're going to talk about how that crazy love or being crazy in love can be
sorry,
an issue and
I
how.
I something in my mouth. Case would throw up.
I bet you did.
Sorry.
I bet you it was Blanca. You have Blanca in your mouth? Wow. We'll talk about that
no,
later.
No, I never did that. I never did that. I
wasn't I didn't
that
say, I didn't say, I didn't say what it was. I didn't say what it
I
was.
I don't give a damn if it was a partial. I don't give a, it was nothing. Zero. It was
I'm going
to
need you to come back. Come back. You're taking yourself someplace you don't need to be. Come back.
I know.
Now,
I
either you
want to
vent
sorry.
About... Either you want to vent about your past things again,
I'm sorry.
Or
I'm
we
going
to move forward. Pick a
all right, you're right. You are right. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. It just took me to a dark place. Jackie done, you know, opened the Pandora box like the Hellraiser. Open that box.
Stupid. Close the damn box. But so we're going to talk about... not just being not just crazy love, but being crazy in love, and not the good, fun, giddy kind where it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to talk to you, and we fall asleep on the phone together. We don't talk about that kind of love where, you know, there are some things that are a little strange and that are a little different. You know, where you're paying for someone's time and attention, and we do that inadvertently. You know, when you're constantly buying someone gifts. To remain relevant to that person, thinking that way that person won't forget you, so that they'll keep calling you. Or when you're in a situation and, you know, you are verbally or physically being abused, or when you're in a situation and you know without a doubt it's one-sided love, and that person is not loving you, respecting you, treating you the way that you deserve to be treated. But because of maybe fear of being alone, you stay. Talk about that kind of love where there is no more love, you know. Again, because you can start a situation with someone and just kind of grow out of it, and it's not there anymore, and you're not, quote-unquote, in love with that person anymore. But, yes, you still love them and respect them, but this situationship or friendship is not going anywhere. When do you say, you know, enough's enough? When to say when? And let me start this off by saying I am in no way advocating when you need to leave, unless it is physically abusive and verbally abusive and like get out right away completely. But those other situations, excuse me, I'm not going to sit here and tell you when to leave a situation or you should leave a situation because I'm not there. You have to do that self-examination that says, why am I here? Because the thing is that when a situation no longer benefits you, then you need to examine why you're there. We do the same thing with jobs. You know, we do that with our phone carriers. We do that with other things. Why do we not do that with relationships? And a relationship should still benefit you. And I'm not talking about, oh, he needs to be buying you a Mercedes or, you know, she needs to be taking you on trips around the world. However, that's really nice. And if you got somebody, then yeah, they should. But when you're no longer receiving the things from this relationship where you're receiving respect, you're receiving time, you're receiving communication, when it's no longer benefiting you, if it's not making you feel positive, when do you say when? When do you say, okay, you know, the scale on this is tipped consistently never in my favor. I tell people all the time, relationships are never, ever, ever 50-50. Some days it's 70-30. Some days it's 80-20. Some days it's 40-20. The scales are going to always fluctuate back and forth, and they should, because that's what give and take is all about, yin and yang, ebb and flow. So if the scales are constantly lower on your end and higher on the other person's end, then you also now have to look at your own personal scale for you and say, how does this work for me? How is this good for me? How is this productive for me? Am I growing? Am I stagnant? What's going on with this? And a lot of times we don't want to look at that. We don't want to pay attention to it, because then that means we have to pay attention to what could possibly come from that, which may mean, damn, I might need to really walk away from this. I may not be able to do this. And the whole ramification of that can be so much bigger, and it can cause people to say, I would rather be here than be alone. But why would you want to continue to stay somewhere where it's not beneficial? And I mean everything from the we just smashing to the we're in a relationship, we're in a marriage. Because even if you just smashing, if you getting off every single time we're together and I'm not, you're being selfish, then I don't need you. I got batteries. I'm always going to get off at home by myself. And then in the situation where it's a relationship and a marriage, it's like, are we still growing? Are we still evolving? Are we going to the next level in this relationship, in this marriage, like we always anticipated and hoped that we would? If we're not growing together and we're now growing apart and we're walking in two different directions, if we don't even have the same hopes and goals and dreams anymore, then it's time for us to reevaluate why we're here. Because on a regular, people grow apart. People grow apart. And sometimes it's because I didn't really know who you were in the beginning, and therefore I just assumed that, you know, we were on the same page, that your hopes and dreams and goals were mine, and you nodded yes whenever I said so. And then when I got to know you and see who you really were, I realized that that's not the case. If we're not growing together and we're not the same people that we thought we were, then how are we going to make it to the next level? Because if you're somebody like me, I'm leaving you on the level where you are, because I can't continue to stay stagnant because you don't want to move. Now, there's a strength that has to come with that decision, because, and especially in long-term relationships, in long-term relationships, you've been with somebody for 10, 12, 15, 20 years, and now all of a sudden you're considering the very thought of being by yourself because you and this person can't make it for whatever reason. There's a strength that has to come with that, because your whole world turns upside down. Everything you knew changes. But then again, you got to put that on the scale. Is everything that I know, or everything that I knew, you know, when it changes, is it more beneficial than staying in this? Or is the, you know what I mean? It's like I kind of got to sit and say, damn, that old adage, what did our parents used to say? I can do bad all by myself, but do I want to really be by myself? You know, but then sometimes there are some roads that you have to walk with, you know, or go down all by yourself. So, you know, you really got to think about it. So I'm just saying, you know, pick a struggle, you know, and that sounds real light, but you really do have to pick a struggle, because both of them are a struggle. Both of them truly are a struggle. So you have to decide which struggle works best for you. You know, I knew a situation where a young lady and a gentleman, he kind of understood that, you know, she was coming out of a really, really bad situation, a bad relationship, and just happened to kind of slide in at the right time, you know. But, as you know, he was playing on her vulnerability. And in order to constantly make her feel loved, as so she thought, you know, it was always, oh, it would be really great if you could help me do. It would be really great. I would really appreciate if you could help me do, help me buy, help me acquire. Oh, you know, it would be really great if we could do this together. That's fine. You know, you need some gas money? Okay. You need me to make a meal? Okay. But when it's consistently that, oh, you know, I love you because you're always willing to help me, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do that. And, no. It's like, are you loving me for me, or are you loving me for what I do for you? And a lot of times we get caught up in that, whether it's the material of what I do for you or if it's how I elevate you emotionally, psychologically. You know, there are some people who come to you broken, and because they're willing, you know, they know you're willing to invest some time and some energy, they play on that until they get to a level that they don't, quote unquote, need you anymore, and they walk away from you, and then you're left broken and holding the bag, and nobody is there for you. You got to look at people and see what they bring to the table, why they're there. And are you desperate for something? There are some people who are so desperate for love, or what they equate as love, that they will do just about anything. And unfortunately, those people are taken advantage of over and over and over again. And then they keep getting into the same types of relationships. And then they wonder why. How did this toxic person get in my life? You know, they came here and they wreaked havoc because you had a flashing neon sign on your forehead that said, I'm lonely, I'm desperate, tell me more about my eyes. I got that from my favorite Bugs Bunny cartoon. You know, it just, you just emit this aura that says, I need you, I need someone. And everybody is not there for you. And so some people are, they're just straight predators. Like you said about Blanca, they're just straight predators. And so they prey on that. And they prey on your heart being in a soft state. And they prey on your mind. And they prey on your emotions. And so then when you are no longer of value to them, they kind of go away. So it's like, you kind of have to assess yourself before you allow everyone to come into your life, you know. And then when people don't treat you the way you want to be treated, don't look at it the first time and just say, you know, oh, okay, you know, he forgot my birthday, or she forgot Christmas, or damn, I really had to beg you to help me with ABC. If you're in a partnership of any kind, you shouldn't have to be asking for these things. You shouldn't have to be asking to be respected. You shouldn't have to be asking for love. You shouldn't have to be begging for love. Those things are supposed to come naturally from your partner. And if they're not, then you have to say, is it time for me to go? Is it time for me to leave? You know, don't let your life become like the movie. For those of you who saw the movie Get Out, and they start clanking the teacup,
yes.
And every time they start clanking the damn teacup, you know, you
yes.
get sucked back in. Because look at how many times people are so close. They get to the door, the proverbial door, not just the literal door. Exactly. They get to the proverbial door, and it's like, I'm going. And then that mofo start clanking the damn teacup, and it's like,
yes.
Oh, damn. You know,
yes.
And people will pray. They know all the right things to say, all the right things to do. I mean, they know you, and that's the thing. A lot of times people who prey on people who are crazy in love, they've taken time to learn you. You haven't taken time to learn them because you're so enamored with what this person is giving you that you think is love. But they've learned you. They've studied you. They know what, you know, turns you on. They know what drives you. They know what you need. Look at how many times in especially mentally and verbal abusive relationships, nobody's going to love you. Nobody else is going to want you. I'm the only one who's going to be there for you. And people ingest that. And it's like, well, damn, maybe he's right. Maybe she's right. You know, nobody else is going to want me. That's the clanking of the teacup, baby. So take that damn teacup and throw it on the fucking floor and smash it and walk out and do what you got to do. Because as long as we allow people to push our triggers, they have control over you. Which means you have to get control over your triggers. Yes, we all have a trigger. We all have something that we were looking for, needing in a relationship, in a partnership, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's looking for something. Everybody wants to be loved. But it's on how you put that forth to the next person. So if they see that you're desperate, they prey on that. If they see that you're afraid of being alone, they prey on that. If they see that the last person did you dirty, they prey on that too. You ever seen those types of relationships where it's like the person came out of something terrible, it was horrible, and they sit and they tell the next person all about it, and the next person becomes everything they want that person to be, everything the last person was not. You know why? I'm not saying that they aren't that way anyway, but it's because you told them everything that was wrong from the last situation you came from. So now they put forth this projected aura or this falseness, this facade, to become everything you want them to be to get next to you for all the wrong reasons. Yep, we need to be up front, but sometimes you got to be careful. You might want to give as much information as you get. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all about me, and I know
That's
nothing
true.
About you. I know nothing about you. I don't know what your desires are. I don't know what your hurts are. I don't know where you come from. I don't know what you've been through, what you've experienced, what you want, what your future dream. I gave you $2 worth. You got to give me $250 worth. You know, and I tell people all the time, I'm serious. And you got to give me. And the thing is that if you come from a bad space, you should automatically want $250 worth. Because the thing is that you want to make sure you're not making the same mistake you made last time. You need to catch those red flags in the beginning. So if I'm giving you my $2 worth and you start fucking up with my $2 worth when you give me your $2.50, you keep all of your $2.50. I'm out the door. I'm out the door. So, you know, that's that whole, what's my favorite show? That's that whole paying attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Right.
And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a little music break because Mr. Nav's got something good. And then we're going to talk about how paying attention to detail yet again ties into this whole sense of that crazy love and being taken advantage of. And no, because for some people, you close your eyes to some shit, and this is what had happened. Okay, play the music, anime.
You sound like you know something.
I don't know shit.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it. You're going to get
a nasty
therapeutic stock. account coming in.
You're dumb.
Everyone, welcome to the Relations Adult Talk Show with Mr. and the lovely Miss Lady J. And it sounds like she's bending, and it sounds like she's coming from a place that we may be touching on some experiences, and I want to hear more about it when we come back. But once again, the call-in number is 516-595-8249. So, once again, the Masons Adult Talk Show. Welcome to the Frozen Zone. Let's get it.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Girl, I'm not scared of all.
My apologies. It appears we had technical difficulties for whatever reason or another. Hello, Lady J?
I am here.
I don't know what the hell happened. We just got knocked out. I'm like, okay, nobody want to talk about crazy love no more? The devil's a liar.
Maybe,
I'm trying to...
Maybe I was offending someone. I just got a text like, hey, the music stopped. What the hell? What the hell?
No,
like,
no,
uh-oh.
We apologize.
Maybe it's a sign for me to go to bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. I don't know what the hell happened. I have two computers with the board stuff, and for whatever reason or another just said, you know what, not today. Well, let's jump right in. Evidently, damn.
So people are saying they just got connected. Okay, we back, y'all. We back. I don't know. Maybe we're not supposed to touch this subject. I don't know.
I'm sorry. You know, and I pay my bills. See, you know what?
Blanca knocked your connection.
Yeah, yeah, we got to stop. You know, I'm sorry. I will let this be part of the game soon. I'll play it again.
My apologies.
I apologize.
You are so dumb. Oh, my
God. Anyway, for those just tuning in, we had a technical difficulty. Welcome to the Relation Adult Talk Show. But, however, I have a little extra time. We can get back to y'all. If you feel you're missing, we can give you maybe 10 minutes more, 15 minutes more. What do you think?
Okay.
What do you want to do?
That's fine.
We'll do that for you because we're going to give you what you need.
Because I don't know what that was about. But
Exactly. You're not going to slow on the past, damn it.
What were we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Blanca, but we're not going to talk about her no more. I think she works for the internet service.
Mr. Naz, I got to give you a message. Somebody says, oh, okay, I can hear now. Tell Mr. Naz that's Blanca haunting him, the ghost of pity sex past.
Oh, damn.
I'm over it. I'll shut this show down.
Damn.
I'm going to bed.
I love our listeners, and I probably know who it is, but, you know, it's all good. You know, it's okay.
It's all right, because you know what? I respect you. I respect you, and I love you because you bared your soul, and you allowed us to see inside the things that you had to go through.
But don't just tune in. I made a mistake. I slept with somebody who I should never did because I had more standards.
It
was 200 a pop. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, when you had no
so
job,
you was popping. Oh, sorry, I'm back.
You know, it ain't nothing popping. It's dead wrong. Dead wrong. You feel me?
Sorry.
Dead wrong.
Love you. I love you.
Whatever. Just wrong. Every fact.
That was just wrong.
Every
okay,
fact.
I'm not talking about you no more. It didn't make no damn sense. It didn't. But it's all right. We're going to forgive you for it. We're going to move forward.
Forgive me? You know, I don't even
got it. No. Anyway. We're going to act like it never happened.
Some kind of way right now.
Anyway, sleep with somebody
you should never slept with. Looking like Blanca from Street Fighter. Damn shame.
Well, you know what? I don't know if everybody had an experience that their person looked like Blanca, but I think there are lots of people who.
Oh, whatever. I don't want to hear the pit. I don't want to hear about it. I don't give a damn what they're through. No, you're talking about it. I don't give a damn what nobody else wants to. I should never did with it. I still have those nightmares. Even when you say the word Blanca, it gives me a nightmare. She was ashy, and she had the same exact hair, and she was dark and charcoal and oil mixed in the same bottle.
You didn't give a damn about that.
I was young and dumb. I was drinking young and dumb. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't have God in my life. I didn't have guidance.
You didn't even have time to sit.
Look, I was with dudes who was, like I told you earlier in the first part, I was with a dude who was with a light-skinned redbone woman, and she was dirty. He had no standards either. I mean, that could be another show, no standards, because y'all going to be light-skinned with ring around his neck. I mean, damn. Come on. Clean me.
No standards was actually part of this show.
Oh, my God. Oh. She had all those crevices on her. You see the dirt in the crevices. I'm like, dude, don't judge me. At least mine was ugly and clean. Yours was just light-skinned and dirty.
Trust me. There is no winner in this situation at all.
You ain't never lost. And I swear, when I did the altar call, I put my sins on that altar. I was like, Lord, please forgive me. I repent. I cried. You know, what was that? Reverend that was crying?
The Lord laughed at you. Let me say, okay, please understand that the Lord has a sense of humor. First of all, the Lord has to have a sense of humor. He created an animal called the platypus. That's like three animals in one. So he's got a sense of humor. You are holding on to that, as you are still to this day. You need therapy. I'm just sharing.
Every time you share,
this is where we wind up. Poor baby.
Anywho.
It's all right.
Anywho.
But
if this person listens to me, you know, if this woman chocolate, you didn't have to try to stab me with a machete just because I wanted to break up. I mean, look, let a joker leave. Let a nigga leave. Let me leave. You got to try to stab me. I just wanted to go. That's all I'm saying. You got to try to kill me. I'm Jamaican. I mean, you know, I don't give a damn, Jamaican. You got to pull out the machete. You mean, you're so sensitive. Let me just grab my Nike. Let me leave. Oh, sorry. Moment.
I'm just going to sit here quietly.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm good.
Yes. No, I'm good. I'm sorry.
You're going to help yourself or someone else.
I'm going to sit over here and I'm just going to suck my thumb. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Get it all out. All of it.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you have crazy love, when it's time to get out, evidently I got on time. I'm here. I'm talking to you, and I appreciate that. I just want to share some crazy moments in my life. I'm pretty sure everyone has crazy moments because Lady J kind of, she touched on some things that when to get out, and it sounds like she's talking from experience. Would you like to elaborate?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I'm over my shit. No, you know, I tell y'all all the time that, you know, whatever I speak about, I speak from my own experiences. I am not some expert. Most experts don't know what the hell they're talking about anyway. You know, but even my marriage, been there, 12 years, had been together for 16. Yeah, this shit don't work no more. And, you know, I was a little spoiled, privileged girl. I was a daddy's girl. So I went from my father's house to living and marrying this man. Had never been on my own before. Never had to do it all by myself before. And when I say that, you know, I mean, raise kids, pay bills. I never had to do all of that before. You know, everybody has that period when they leave home and they live in their own apartment. They live with their friends. They may have roommates. I never did. I never had those experiences. So I went from being taken care of in one place to being taken care of someplace else. But guess what? At the end of the day, when my peace of mind was in jeopardy, when I would rather be anywhere than be home, when I would put the key in the door and I would want to vomit, this don't work. And the whole idea of raising these kids and paying these bills and all this other shit happening by myself hit me. It scared the hell out of me. But what scared me more was continuing to do this every day, to be miserable every day. And not that it was necessarily that, you know, misery every day, but to know that this just, it wasn't going to get better. No, So as one of my used-to-be dear friends said to me, you're going to commit financial suicide and leave? Yeah. I'd rather be broke with a decent state of mind than to be comfortable and to have to be insane and be crazy and not happy and sad and yeah, anybody got time for that. And being not as financially gainful as I was tough. It was hard, you know, and I say that to encourage people, you know, encourage women, and men, you know, that you know, that other income is important, but you'll find a way. I promise you, you'll find a way. And your outlook, your mindset will keep you afloat. I promise you, it will keep you afloat. And my support system, when it kicked in, it kicked in. So allow yourself to, you're not going to drown. I promise you, you won't drown. That water might be all the way up to your nose, just below your nostrils, but you won't drown because you'll find a way. If you got to doggy paddle your way to shore to get better, you will. So, yep, I'm out. Deuces, pieces. I need to take care of me. Hey, man, it's rough. It's rough, and don't get me wrong. You know, it's been a rough journey for a long time. But the things that I learned along the way, priceless, absolutely priceless. The strength that I in acquired along the way, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade it for not having an overdue bill. I wouldn't trade it for any of that. You know, there are the times when you're so used to knowing who you're going to share certain events with and things with, and then when you're alone, you don't have that. I wouldn't trade that for the world either, because a lot of those same events that I used to go to with someone, I then go to single, and I have a way better time because I can truly work the room, as they say. I can really just laugh and be bubbly and be the person that I am. So don't let fear paralyze you into not stepping into your happiness, not stepping into where you should be or where you want to be. Don't let fear be the clanking of the teacup, because that's the biggest thing, you know. And those, for those of us who are spiritually inclined, you already know fear and faith can't coexist. You got to definitely pick a struggle. Not saying that you won't be apprehensive and fearful, but don't let fear grip you so much that you make decisions that you already know don't work for you.
That's right. And so then, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Now, all right, what signs? All right, can you just touch on some signs in a relationship that would kind of be indicated, just from your experience? I mean, you talk about your experiences, just some signs that you may want to observe or maybe share with someone else. They may say, you know what, I didn't even think to look at that or pay attention to that. I know Smile paints through the details. For those who don't understand that or you've heard that show or to understand the concept, can you kind of elaborate on that, you know, early signs, warning signs?
Absolutely. When people start to, behavior changes, patterns. Human beings are creatures of habit. We come in, we put our keys in the same place, we take our shoes off at the same place, we have the same routine. Like, I come in, I put my bag down, I hang my coat up, take my shoes off, and I go to the refrigerator. Some people, you understand what I'm saying? Some people come in, some women come in, they take off their bra, and then they start, you know, the rest of their evening. We are creatures of habit. When patterns start to change, you automatically should start to pay attention. If this is a pattern that this man or this woman has had for a very long time, and then all of a sudden that pattern changes, it's for a reason. And you need to kind of look at them side-eye and try to figure out what's different. I mean, you can always take the direct approach. Yo, for the last three weeks, you come in and you do this, that, and the third. What's up?
Nine times out of ten, they're going to tell you nothing. You know, you tripping. I'm just trying to do something different. Be careful of the bullshit that you hear as well. Because it's a reason. Like I said earlier, when you have the person who is this idyllic, iconic person because you've told them everything that was wrong with your past relationship and what you're looking for, and then all of a sudden they do something that's out of character that from that idyllic person that they presented to you, pay attention. Pay attention. And it's not that they're, you know, nobody's perfect. So we're all going to have days where we're not exactly the same way we were every day. But when it just becomes a pattern, pay attention. I think it is so much easier for us to blow something off and let it go than it is for us to spend the time to try to investigate or observe. I tell people all the time, I am observant by training because of my line of work, but I'm nosy by nature. I want to know, you know, you come home and you drop your bag in the same place every day. And I'm telling y'all something from experience. Came home, dropped his bag in the same place every single day for years. Then all of a sudden, you're leaving your bag in the car. You're coveting your work bag. You know, you walking out, I'm walking in. You know, you take your bag in the bedroom and I'm leaving. And then as I go to get in the car, you freak out because you left your bag in the car. And normally when you come in, you go straight to bed because you work the night shift. You get your ass up out the bed to go all the way outside to go get your bag. Yeah, nah. What's in this damn bag? Pay attention. And that was the beginning to where everything went left for us. Was something as simple as his pattern with his book bag. So pay attention when people are out of character. When people, if your partner starts to yell and scream all the time, pay attention. Pay attention, because that's something else on the inside. We all have moments where we get frustrated with life, our job, our partner, and we yell and we scream. But if that has never been their nature, and then all of a sudden their fuse has just become so short all the time, you can't say nothing, you can't do nothing, they're fussing, they cussing, they yelling, they screaming, they acting like they want to hit you, and even if they stop short of hitting you, pay attention. Pay attention. You know, if this is somebody who never participates at the office party, the office meetings, we get all the people from the office get together and go out and have drinks, and then all of a sudden, every time, honey, I'm going to be late. I'm hanging out with so-and-so from the office. Honey, I'm going to be late because I'm hanging out with so-and-so from the office. Oh, well, where y'all at? Oh, you know what? I'm not going to cook dinner tonight. I'm going to come and join you and so on and so forth, you know, a couple of drinks and just because there's something different. I'm not saying you can't have friends. I'm not saying you can't hang out. I'm not saying that you don't meet people that you may want to spend some time with, and that's cool. But when this becomes a new developed pattern and it's consistent, pay attention. You know, but then let's flip the mirror on the other side. Pay attention to your own patterns. Pay attention to the things you do in the relationship. When relationships start to go wrong, do you try to become someone else or do something else to try to make this better? Do you, every time your partner's mad at you or you guys are going through something, excuse me, do you feel like you need to go out and buy them something and then they're okay? Pay attention to what you do, because sometimes your own behavior fosters the patterns of other people, helps you get to see who they really are. You and I are in a relationship, and every time you get mad and you yell and you scream and I think you're going to leave, I go out and buy you an expensive gift. I go out and buy you that $500 suit you want with those matching shoes, knowing we got bills to pay. Or if I'm on my own and I got bills to pay, but I come and I bring you that, and it's like that makes you happy, then you don't leave me. Then it's like the next time, and I know that you've been looking at a Movado or a Rolex or whatever, and I go and do that, and that makes you happy.
A Rolex?
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to get you a Rolex off of 34th Street
with a little watchmaker. You ain't peeling my skin.
I'll paint it with clear nail polish on the clear nail polish on the back, and that way
it
won't.
You know what? That's not going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm just
don't listen to that. Give me a Folex.
Fine, I'll go get you a Timex. It's all the same.
One arm is missing, the wand is the damn thing up. Anyway.
But it'll be right twice a day.
Go ahead with your negative self. Anyway.
But if every time I got to buy you something in order for you to be okay, then I need to examine myself, because now I'm allowing my own fears to grip me because I'm scheduled leave. So if I go ahead and I buy you all of these things, if I take you on all these trips, if I do all these things for you, you won't leave me. I need to examine my patterns, because now I'm crazy in love. I'm crazy for love. I'm crazy in love, because I'm so in love that I'm going to put myself in debt. Okay, Alpha, I'll give y'all one. Crazy in love. You know, person was going through some stuff, and I had saved money to buy a car. And I'm going to tell you how smooth this shit was. It was so smooth. They didn't ask for it, per se, but it was like, yeah, you know, if I just had this dollar amount, you know, everything would be okay, and I wouldn't be going. Now, the kind of person that I am the most kind-hearted person. Yes, I am a bitch, too. Y'all know this already, but I have a big heart. And back then, my heart was just, it was just bleeding. It was just a bleeding heart. You know, and like you said, you do some things when you're young. You don't know any better. You know, now I'd be like, well, you better start you a GoFundMe page here. I donated $20. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. But they kept dropping this dollar amount and dropping this dollar amount. And then it's like, you know, you're telling me every single day what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. You're kind of crying on my shoulder. And I'm like, damn. You know, I'm hitting myself with the WWJD. What would Jesus do? You know, it's like, you got it. You know, maybe you should give it to them. Well, needless to say, okay, I'm sorry, I have to interject. Somebody said $20 is too damn much to put on the GoFundMe.
That's right. Damn right. Damn,
you know,
right.
But it's like I gave up all of this money. Because it was like, all right, you need it. You're in this desperate situation. And they played me. But because I was in love, obviously so much further in love than they were, and because I had this bleeding heart, I gave up money that would have bought my car. Mm. And needless to say, never, ever, got it back. Got the I appreciate you so much. Don't know what I would do without you. Yeah. And then when you're in a headspace, those words mean everything to you. And you don't necessarily think that, okay, those words need to be followed up by some action. You love me and you appreciate me. You at least you paying me something back. I don't care if you on a $100 a week plan. you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that never happened. And what I failed to do was make sure that there was action followed up by the words, because the words, I let the words kind of captivate me, young and dumb. Like I said, now I'll even help you construct your GoFundMe page, because I'm really good with words. Other than that, no, we not, no. You know, not to say that if I'm in a relationship with somebody and somebody's in a tight, yeah, I would never give up money that I saved to buy a car. But like I said, you need gas money, because it's a situation that's already going to show me that there's a back and forth. You're not going to suck and siphon and just, you know, go through all of my resources and you never put forth anything other than stiff dick and nice words. No, we're not going to do that. You know, and there are so many people that interpret those two things, you know, good sex and nice words, as he loves me or she loves me and she cares. No, no. And then they take in, because they're looking for something, they take and transpose those things. And it's like, oh, well, you know, they're always available when I call them and they want to be with me and you know, we have great sex together and he says I'm pretty. Okay, the next guy down the street, if you drop your drawers, he'll have great sex with you and call you pretty too. So we have to learn that there has to be action that follows. There has to be more. There has to be a give and take. There has to be not just you funneling. And whether you're funneling money, whether you're funneling time, whether you're funneling attention, whatever it is that you're funneling into someone, they're just sucking it out of you. And when you have nothing left to give, you are disposable. You are disposable. Your expiration time has come. Remember, we did a show about do relationships have expiration dates. A lot of time, the expiration date is when there's nothing left. A carton of milk is no longer viable once it's empty. It doesn't matter if we reach the expiration date or not. So it serves no more purpose. And now what do? We discard it in the trash because it serves us no more purpose. That's what people do to other people. Don't allow yourself to be in that type of situation because you are so desperately looking for something. And then the thing is that you give, you give, you give, you give, you give. And there are some people who are just consummate givers. That's what they do. And it makes them feel good. It's good for their heart. And that's a wonderful thing. The other thing is, though, they feel some kind of way when they don't get something in return. And those are those kind of people that they'll pour out their whole pitcher for you, but they only really need one drop, and they're fine. But when that one drop doesn't come, they feel some kind of way. Don't feel some kind of way, because you gave your everything down and beyond your last drop. My daddy used to tell me, you don't give nobody your last. Nobody your last, because what are you going to have for you whenever a situation happens? And a lot of times, you know, he was talking about money, you know, something material. However, it's for everything. It's for everything. And how many times I know all of us know someone where it's like, damn, I gave him my everything. I gave her my everything. Well, at what point did you realize you weren't getting anything back? You know, like I said, whether it be something material, whether it be something emotional, no matter what it is, when did you realize you weren't getting anything back? So it's just, it's like, don't be so crazy in love or crazy for love that you don't realize that, you know what, this doesn't benefit me. And when something doesn't benefit me, I got to get out. I got to get out. Stop letting mofos clink the cup on you. and scare you from walking to the door. Yes. Stop letting mofos clank the cup. That's you know what? That's going to be my little catchphrase. Stop letting that mofo clank the cup on you. Unfortunately. Yes. You saw the damn movie. Every time she clanked that cup with that spoon, that boy sat his ass down.
Nah, he ain't never lying. He ain't clanked no cup on me. Damn
exactly.
Right.
And, you know, let your experiences stop people from clanking the cup. So.
Ooh,
stop giving away your ass and shitting through your ribs. That's what somebody said.
I learned something today.
What you learn?
I learned don't clank the damn cup. Don't let the cup clank.
Don't let them motherfuckers clank the damn cup. Don't clank the cup, Adam. No, and you know what? I'm carrying my ass on. Listen, you know what? If I leave you with nothing else, because I know you're about to tell me it's that time, listen to your damn instincts. Your instincts will never lead you wrong. When you start self-doubting, that's where you fuck up. That's my close out.
You just got to the point. Well,
yes.
I apologize for the little technical difficulty, and I made a promise I'm going to close out, but no, I'm not rehashing my past. But anyway, and for the listener who told me that, you know, that person is taunting me, it may be true, but I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm leaving it at the altar. I'm done with it. I'm not talking about it. So don't ask me to talk about it in 2019. No more shows. I'm not going to discuss it because I'm going to give me some therapy. I'm not talking about the bad choices I made with these ugly chicks that I made back in the day and these bad, nasty, disgusting garments and
baby,
trash.
Baby, come back.
I'm going to get some
counseling. See, you know what? They clanking the cup on your ass. You can't get out.
I'm going to get some counseling. So, once again, my closing remark is, if it smells wrong, it is wrong. Get out. Smells wrong, it is wrong. Get out. Just get the fuck out.
Get out. Just get
that's
out.
That's all I can tell you. Get out. And for those who didn't see the movie, please see the movie. It may be too deep for some of y'all, but the message is clear.
Very clear. And remember this conversation that we had. Get out.
Get out. But once again, you want to thank everyone for tuning in. We gave you, you know, 15 minutes, you know. Just hope you enjoy what we do, you know. Just we come from a real perspective, just an artist's perspective. We're not no professionals or, well, let me not say, we're just real people. That's all it is.
That's it.
We're not trying to be something we're not. We just come from a real place or from the heart, you know. And whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, stay blessed and favored, you know, because God is with you at all times.
Amen.
So, let's say good night.
Good night, Gracie.
You know what? Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Love you all.
Good
Thank
night.
You for tuning in.
You're listening to the Relations Adult Talk Show here on Shadow Worlds Radio.